Blog Talk Radio.
About entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
And it is Coach Lalisa. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, this morning we were talking, we've talked before about getting customers, and we've talked about expanding your business as an entrepreneur. This is one of the most exciting times to be an entrepreneur. It's an exciting time to be of service to those who want to start their own businesses, become entrepreneurs, grow their own businesses. Now, some of you, hopefully, will see you in Philadelphia this Saturday. We'll be in Philadelphia this Saturday for the Business Startup Conference. Let me just get you the information for that, for those of you who want to attend this awesome event. It is being put on by EUSA, which is Entrepreneurs USA, and they have the Philadelphia chapter. So Entrepreneurs USA, the Philadelphia chapter at Temple University. This is this Saturday at Temple University. Over 100 people will be there. There are 6 workshops. The individuals will get to do 3 workshops each. I will be doing one of the workshops, and my workshop will be on the skills of innovation. The skills of innovation. So for those of you who are in business, you want to know what you need to do in order to innovate, to keep your business highly successful, then I look forward to seeing you there. It is going to be awesome. It's going to be this Saturday, the 22nd. We will be at Temple University in the student faculty, and I believe it's like the Student Faculty Center. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility. Be there. I'll be there. It's their multi-purpose conference room, and it's also their recreational facility. They have events there, meetings, conferences, and this individual will be hosting his event there. I will be there. I look so forward to being one of the presenters at such a prestigious place. A college university, I mean, it really doesn't get any better than that, because when you can host your events at a college, that says you really have done some serious, serious networking, because especially a university such as Temple. It's a wonderful university. I've been there before. Some of you remember some years ago, various workshops and seminars have been conducted at Temple University. So I'm very, very, very much looking forward to that event. And kudos to Mr. Rodney Watson and his team who has put this event together. A very, very, very wonderful person that I got a chance to meet very intimately. And this person is definitely going to, is definitely a mover and a shaker in the Philadelphia area. Again, like I said, when you put together an event like this, you really have got it going on. And so he, it's a business startup conference to help businesses. They have someone there, the credit woman, she will be there. The CEO Council will be there. Career Essentials LLC will be there, some life coaching. And I will be there talking about innovation. So you're going to get business coaching, mentoring sessions. I mean, I'm just overly excited about being able to be there and to offer my expertise in the business area, in this area of business. So, so looking forward to this. I've been looking forward to it all year, and it's finally here. So we are going to be there in full swing and participating. And I hope that you will also come out and participate if you're in the Philadelphia area, if you're around the Philadelphia area. I hope that you got your ticket already and hope that you are prepared to be there. So, yes, I'm going to be giving out some skills of the innovative leader. So some skills that you need as a leader to be innovative. And that's what my topic will be about. Organizations today are needed skilled leaders that are not only risk takers and great communicators and action oriented, but they also need to be innovative. Like most other leadership skills, innovation can be acquired. So I want to talk about how to acquire that ability. This workshop will teach you how to gain and apply the skill of innovation. Leaders who are innovative know how to create the right opportunities to lead their teams to successful growth and outcomes in a highly competitive business environment. So that's what I'm going to be talking about. I know, right? That's a lot. And the heat is on. As such, with the NBA there, the heat is on. Listen, listen, the heat is on. But, hey, that's nothing for the fire starter. So welcome to the broadcast today. If you're just tuning in, you're tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Coach Lalisa Williams. I'm excited to be here this morning. And then that's June, and so June 22nd will be in Philadelphia. I will also mention to the individuals there about an online coaching program. They can get, you know, coaching, serious coaching. I'm not just talking about just for the fun of it. We really want to help you reach your goals, achieve your goals, be all that you can be. I'm excited about the group that we're working with here. It's just so exciting to be able to help people. And yes, in addition to helping me as an entrepreneur, you're helping yourself. And because, see, if you didn't want to help yourself, you wouldn't be an entrepreneur. If you want to just go out and help other people, then you can just get into a hobby or a nonprofit organization. But when you have a desire to help yourself, and in doing that, you create some type of product or service that you can serve other people with. Now you're talking about being innovative. Now you're talking about being an entrepreneur. And that, my friend, is what will put millions of dollars in your pocket. You have to have a profit margin of some sort, whether it's a 5% margin or a 105%. You have to have, in order to make millions, in order to make hundreds of thousands, six or second, seven figure, doesn't matter, you still have to have some type of profit margin in place, some idea. So we're excited to be going down to Philadelphia to service the people there. We have a few books we'll take with us, but we'll also be signing people up for the online, for the coaching program, and not just online, because, you know, we can come and we can do coaching wherever you are. So if you, your company and your organization, if you would like for myself or one of the, my team members to come out and do coaching, just let us know. But we are looking to train Release Your Power coaches, and we are so, so, so excited about it. We have a lot to do, to get this thing going and going really, really great. But Release Your Power coaching is born. It was actually born last year. We birthed the Release Your Power coaching program, and it took us a minute to get there, but we got there. Actually, it may have been birthed. We started out birthing it somewhat as a course, and then we went from the Release Your Power course to the Release Your Power coaching program. And so people may say, well, what is Release Your Power coaching? Well, Release Your Power coaching is coaching that will help you find out just what it is that you should be doing with your life, and then helping you to set goals to do that. Like, some people may coach someone on how to dress. Some people coach people on how to write a book. Then there are some who are financial coaches. They'll coach you on how to budget your money, how to invest your money, things of this nature. Well, I coach people on basically how to take the stuff that's within them and bring it to the outside, how to manifest their greatness. That's what I teach people how to do, how to manifest your greatness. And but in order to do that, you have to be willing to accept, number one, that you are great, and number two, that the world needs what you have. You can get those two concepts, you're ready for the Release Your Power coaching program. Okay, Release Your Power is not for people who want to whine, complain, or just be a wimp about their life. No. Release Your Power helps people manifest their greatness. But in order to do that, you must first realize that you are great, and that you are full of hidden talents and power, and that the world needs what you have. So that's what we do, and we're going around, we're helping entrepreneurs manifest their greatness, we're helping businesses manifest their greatness one person at a time. Yeah, we're helping businesses, we're helping churches, we're helping individuals manifest their greatness one person at a time. And you can manifest your greatness as well. So I'm absolutely loving what I do. I'm really, you know, thankful to God that He gave me this. This is a God idea. This is not my idea. This is not something that Coach Lalisa could have come up with. I didn't come up with this. This is a God idea. And, you know, God is in it, and He is doing great and marvelous. And I'm just going for the ride, okay? I'm just going for the ride. So, but I want to teach you how you can do the same thing. You have something within you. You have a God idea within you. See, you don't need a great idea. You need a God idea. And God ideas, they only come around pretty much once in a lifetime for the most part. Now, you may get, but see, when God gives you an idea, it's all you need is one. It's all you need is one. And I'm so excited about that, and I'm so excited to be sharing this around the country. And when you have a God idea, you can innovate, you can come out with new technology. Every time things change, new technology, another technology comes out, now you can innovate. and you can come up with something new, a new way of doing it. See, basically, innovation is just a new way of doing something. And so you can take anything that already was and find a new way of doing it. So let me think of something that already was there. People go to the grocery store, right? Because they need groceries, yes. And they get in their car and they drive. It takes them a while to get there. They gotta fight for parking. You know, you might run into a road rage character, da 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 da. But you needed those groceries. And you need them at your home. Well, here's an innovative idea. You could be a person who builds a website and you list all the items from that particular grocery store A, so to speak. Now, you get the people who already have computers in their home. The computer service that you can almost innovate any kind of way you want with computers. Why? Because most people already have them in their homes. And all you have to do is tap into something that people need that you can do via the computer. So, people need their groceries. So how can you get them their groceries via the computer? That's innovative. Using the computer, how can you get people their groceries? You set up a portal. They can order their groceries. It can be delivered. People will like that because why? They don't have to leave the house. They don't have to worry about parking. They don't have to fight through traffic. They don't have to deal with possibly a road rage or being a road rage. And so you've innovated. You've innovated. Innovation helps either make money or it helps people live better. So I want you to think about, what can you do? What can you create or recreate? That's what innovation is. Innovation is recreation. See, you all have the possibility. What if I could show you each and every one of you sitting in this audience? Okay, this is what I want you to do. Everyone in here that is an innovator, I want you to stand up. If you know you're an innovator, I need you to stand up. Okay, good. So, right there, everybody should be standing. You see, innovation is something that anyone can do, really. So that's what I'm going to be showing you and talking about on Saturday. So you got to come to hear the rest of it, because I'm going to show you how to innovate. I'm going to show you how to innovate live and in living color. When we get there to the student center at Temple University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So be there. The event doesn't start until around, I'm not quite sure the exact time, but let me see if I can get the exact time for you, what time this event will begin. It will start at 1 o'clock p.m., so it's not too early, and it ends at 4, so it's going to be fast pace. It'll be right there. As a matter of fact, the tool that I'm using right now to look this up is an innovation. It's what they call Eventbrite. It's an online tool that allows you to set up your business meetings, events, conferences, what have you, and invite people. Before we had this, it was very costly to invite a lot of people to an event. You would have needed stamps and, you know, it takes time, but this innovation here, somebody came up with this idea. It's innovative because it saves money, it makes money for this company, and it provides a service. So it actually does both. It provides a service and it makes money. Some ideas are just providing services, but there's no money being made off of it. So it's awesome, awesome, awesome. I mean, innovation. I mean, what can you create or can you create? So we have just 60 seconds left to the broadcast. So I'm so glad that you could tune in this morning. Hope you got something out of the show today. Just talk a little bit about the conference coming up on Saturday. So that's what I really wanted to do, was talk about that, let people know where to go this Saturday, 1 o'clock. There is a registration fee, so you need to actually go online, go to Eventbrite, and look up the business. Look up the Business Startup Conference, and or go to Facebook, go to the event page, and go to June 22nd and find the event. EUSA is Entrepreneurs USA Conference, which will be happening at 1 o'clock. Look that up on Facebook, and you can go to the Eventbrite page, find out what the cost is, what the registration fee is for this event this Saturday, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Temple University. It's going to be awesome. They have the mayor stopping by. He's going to come and share some words. They have other phenomenal speakers. So I'm just excited to be a part of it. Sometimes you just have to be in the right place at the right time. And you too, the mayor, Michael Nutter, will also be there. So that's very exciting to get the welcome address from the mayor. It's going to be awesome. Then we have Ms. Tara Colquitt. We have Scott Fields. He's also CEO. And we have Vernetta Holman. She's a powerful story. Myself and our host, Mr. Rodney J. Watson. There's free parking. There's going to be a network luncheon. They have business resources. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to be at the Business Startup Conference. Never stop learning is their theme. Never stop learning. Powerful. It's an investment in you. You want to get to the level. Real entrepreneurs invest in themselves. So I love you. We'll see you back tomorrow. Same time, same place, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a powerful day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.